It's a quiet Sunday afternoon in downtown Petersburg. A few tourists amble slowly up the sidewalk. Cannery workers come out for a break. Nearly all the shops are closed. But 11-year-old Thomas Terwilliger is hard at work doing backflips.
Yeah, I've been doing a backflip for about 2 years. I've been showing people around town. I've been going around getting money from doing it.
The business model is pretty simple. Find something to jump off, like a railing or a dumpster, then hang out and ask anyone who walks past if they'd like to see a flip for a dollar. Terwilliger has set up shop in the parking lot on the corner of Fram Street and Nordic Drive when Richard and Marcia Peterson-Jones walk past. He gives them the pitch and they say, sure, what the heck? So Terwilliger hops up onto a 2-foot-high guardrail. He finds his balance, braces himself against the wall.
Ready?
Then flings himself backward, inverting in midair and coming down to land on his feet.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, there you go. Okay. You earned it.
What did you think when he just walked up and asked you to if you wanted to see a backflip for a dollar?
He just approached me. I was wondering, okay, so what scam is this? But then that sounded plausible. I thought he was going to do it on his bike, and then I said, no, I'm not going to pay for that because he'll get killed. But that was cool.
Terwilliger says it's been a busy day.
How many do you think you've done today?
Maybe 3,000.
3,000 in one day?
One day, yeah.
That number is probably a little bit exaggerated, because even if he'd been working for 8 hours, that would average out to one backflip every 10 seconds with no breaks. Even so, Terwilliger has probably done more flips today than most people do in a lifetime. He says he usually rolls with a few other friends, but this afternoon he's working alone. The goal? Get enough money to buy a miniature dirt bike.
I'm thinking about one, maybe in the middle, like $500, $300.
How much money have you made today?
I really don't know. I think I made about $16, $17.
Nice. And is that all you, or is that also with your friend Tanner and Steele?
Me and my friend Tanner.
But it's not just about the money. Sometimes, if people don't want to pay, Terwilliger will offer to do one for free. And if things get quiet, he'll hop up on the railing and throw a flip just to keep himself entertained. It's hard to make it in this business if you're not fully committed to the craft.
On the trampoline, I can technically do a double. I do a backflip and then land on my back. It's really hard, though. You really got to think about not breaking your neck.
Hanging out with Terwilliger, you start to see Petersburg in a new light. Suddenly, it's not just a town, but a real-life do-it-yourself amusement park. Railings, walls, dumpsters, even the occasional parked car, they each present a unique challenge with a thrilling reward. In this case, of course, the reward is throwing a backflip off of it without breaking your neck. Later on, Cedric Pell stops by to chat with Terwilliger. Pell is working at the PFI cannery this summer, and as it happens, he can also do backflips straight from the ground without having to jump off anything.
I can do it too, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot!
Yeah. Yeah, have a good one.
Dang! How does he land it?
Terwilliger hops on his bike and starts riding off to find a grassy spot to practice this new move. He nearly forgets his roll of cash in the parking lot. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Ari Snyder.